Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jackets basketball show. Our thanks to Stockman Bank, Clock Tower Inn, the Best Western Inn and Clock Tower, and Chinook Wireless. The head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets, Kevin Wooden, will join us right after we come back. This is the Lady Yellow Jackets basketball show.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets basketball show, our thanks to First Interstate Bank, Huhat Mongolian Grill, and Godfather's Pizza. And Coach, he hit the weekend on the road, and all along you guys talked about, you know, how tough the conference is. You dropped a couple. Just go over the weekend, and even had some inclement weather to battle with. That's part of it. But talk a little bit about the weekend with the Lady Yellow Jackets.
Well, the first night against Western Washington, they're very much improved. They've gotten a couple of their players who were injured earlier in the year back, they're playing very well. I think they just now they've won 3 games in a row. You know, they have a lot of tradition there. We actually played them pretty well. It was pretty close throughout. We didn't shoot well for the night. We shot, I think, 29 or 30%, which was probably the deciding factor in the loss. I was proud of the fact that we were 16 down with 6 minutes to play, and we cut it to 4. With a minute and a half, just couldn't quite get over the hump. But it was a very competitive game, and we battled hard on the boards. Just some poor shooting was probably the major factor. Then in between was a difficult trip. Bellingham to Ellensburg is really on a good day. You can do it probably in about a 3-hour drive or a little bit less. We drove the 2 hours to get up to the Snoqualmie Pass, and then once you get there, you just go up over the pass, and you only have less than an hour to Ellensburg. But unfortunately, for several days, there had been delays with that pass, so we got in line early, hoping to get over it. By that time, they were doing 2 to 3 hours at a time. They would let eastbound through, then westbound through. They've just gotten so much snow up there. Even though it wasn't snowing down, you know, in the lower elevations, just raining. Well, the difficulty was they ended up closing the pass while we were waiting to get over it. And then the time estimate that it would reopen would be a minimum of 10 hours later. So we had to make the decision to actually backtrack into Seattle, then all the way down. The next pass, the other two passes were also already permanently closed, so we had to drive all the way down to Portland and then around and up through the gorge and up to Yakima. So ended up being about a 13-hour trip overall. Central Washington was nice, and the next day they were able to move the game up, but in hindsight, that's, after a long trip, it had almost been better to have a little bit more time off. But the second day we played really a good game. It was close throughout. Both teams really worked hard. We trailed most of the game, but actually took a lead late. And they just made one or two good plays at the end. And we had a shot, 2 shots in the last 10 seconds to either tie or win. I just couldn't get it in the basket and lost by 2. And then the tough news after the game was the pass was still closed, and we had to drive all the way around on our return to get to Seattle to fly out. But we arrived safely, and that's the biggest thing. And again, we did lose twice, but I saw a lot of good things on the court.
Well, big weekend this weekend. Talk a little bit about Seattle U. You got them at home, their first loss there this year. Early in the year, they'll come back to Billings on Saturday. And, lots going on this weekend. Obviously, you got to get a win and stay there in the mix and in the middle. And lots going on with the cancer awareness off the court.
Yeah, it's going to be really a neat night. It's Think Pink. And like you just said, really the the idea behind it has really swept the nation in women's basketball. Last year, I think maybe between 100 and 200 schools participated, mostly at a Division I level. This year, they're expecting closer to 800 to 900, and some teams do just very little, other than they say that it's Think Pink Night, and other teams are doing much more, probably a little bit budget driven, but we have a lot of special things on hand. We've contacted the local chapter of breast cancer awareness, and there are approximately 40 survivors that are invited to the game. They've been given a ticket and a t-shirt, and they're going to actually sit in chairs across the court. We hope that they all can come. I think that will be neat in itself. We're encouraging all fans to wear pink. The first 100 women of any age get a free t-shirt before the game, and all women are, regardless of age, are admitted free from 4 to 5. And then you're just going to see a lot of pink attire throughout the gymnasium. Both teams are going to wear pink shoelaces, as are the officials. The officials are going to use pink whistles. Teams are going to warm up in pink t-shirts. We have balls with Think Pink that will be thrown to the crowd throughout the game by our cheerleaders, who will also be dressed in a lot of pink attire, as well as our operations staff. And we'll be using pink paper for statistics. We're trying to do about everything pink that we can, and not to promote our game as much as to promote the cause. The EVA Project is a local organization that a woman who had no previous knowledge, in her late 40s, developed breast cancer, and she has funded free mammograms for people in this community for early detection. And we're very lucky that the EVA Project has they are supplying these t-shirts and the shoelaces and a lot of that stuff to help us promote this event. So I thank them, and Lynn Carter, the Community Relations Director at St. Vincent Healthcare, has been wonderful. And I think we're getting the word out in the community, and hopefully people will come to the game dressed in pink, and it will be a nice event. Seattle University is a very good team as well. They are making the move to full Division I next year. I think they're coming in approximately 13-6 record. We did play an excellent game at Seattle U, one of our better games of the season the last time we played them, but I'm looking for a very competitive game.
As college basketball goes, have you seen any numbers or what this made a difference? Obviously, a lot of people have contributed to this in and out of the sports arena, but like you said, they kind of picked up on this over the years. Have you seen any numbers or anything that's raised, or just a lot of awareness?
Well, the actual dates started last weekend and go through this weekend, so you can actually get on the WBCA.org website, and they are tracking the number of teams that are doing promotions that night. They're also tracking the total amount of fundraising that was raised either at a local or at a national level, and they're tracking the attendance of the games and compare that to just other games. I think the goal nationally is $100,000 towards that. We are going to raise some funds for the EVA Project ourselves through our 50-50 sales by our cheerleaders. Our cheerleaders are selling ribbons that night. I have a couple anonymous donors that are pledging X amount of money towards every three-pointer that is made by both teams. And then with some of the ticket sales, a portion of them will go towards that. So from our university, we hope to make a generous contribution as well.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back to wrap it up right after this. Our thanks to the First Interstate Bank and Color 8 Television. And we'll wrap it up with Kevin Wooden right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Basketball Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets basketball show. Don't forget big doings this weekend with Lady Yellow Jackets basketball. Game is at 7 o'clock only. Well, actually, a doubleheader. It's actually at 5:30 with the men. 5 o'clock with the men. That's right, 5:30 on the during the week. But 5 o'clock, game time, the EVA Project. Get out to support breast cancer awareness and cancer awareness in the Billings community and watch some good Lady Yellow Jackets basketball. The men will follow, and we want to see everybody get out there and contribute to the weekend. Thanks for listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets basketball show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.